When it comes to successful weight loss, you can break it down into those three simple but fundamental areas. Before I successfully lost 55 pounds, I struggled with crazy overeating episodes. I was a pretty bad compulsive eater because I dieted too drastically. I fell for those 30-day quick fix fancy diets that I found online, and it got me deeper and deeper into my compulsive eating habit. And it really started to impact my life, my relationship with my friends, romantic relationships, and with my family. And now looking back, I wish I had approached my weight loss differently, more in a more healthy way. So I could have avoided creating such a deep compulsive eating habit. So what you have to know is when it comes to successful weight loss, you can break it down into those three simple but fundamental areas. So the first thing is nutrition, and I wish I knew this at the start of my journey. Focus on unprocessed foods for the majority, around 80% of what you're eating, and 20% fun foods. Try to have a healthy balance. Don't go and try to do 100% perfect and cut entire food groups out. That will only lead to you overeating later. And in the worst case, you are going to develop an overeating habit, meaning your brain automatically produces those cravings. Also, eat high protein. And don't neglect your complex carbs and healthy fats. You need those other food groups to have proper satiation and to give your body its basic dietary needs. And I recommend to not get into any snacking habits out of stress, out of boredom. Just not snacking just because you feel like it. Try to have proper wholesome meals and not snack because you're not eating enough with your meals or because you're bored or stressed. You are stronger than that. You don't have to snack out of boredom or just because you have the feeling of snacking. But of course, if you need a snack, if you have to hold off for dinner because it isn't until later and you need a snack, of course, have a snack, but don't let it turn into a habit where you're consuming unnecessary calories all of the time. Second thing is movement. Not just movement regarding exercise, but also your daily activity. Aim for 10K steps a day, or even more if you can do so. Steps burn so many calories and they don't increase your appetite as much. And truly being active throughout your day does so much for achieving your weight loss goals. And doing my steps also helps me to sustain my 55 pounds weight loss. They're such an important factor in me having the body that I have now. And of course, like I said, have an exercise routine. For example, I do 5 to 6 days of exercise. I do running, I do strength training. I just love functional fitness, but I recommend to do something that you love. Just the advantage of doing kind of like resistance training is the more muscles you have built, the more calories you burn at rest. So I burn more calories than someone who's the same size, has the same activity, like daily activity, but doesn't have much muscle mass, if that makes sense. The third thing you should focus on is getting any kind of overeating or compulsive eating behavior under control. Because the reason is you want to avoid having a drastic calorie deficit. So have a small calorie deficit, but if you're overeating on the weekend or once or twice during the week, it's just going to balance out because it is so small. But the calorie deficit has to be small to avoid having crazy cheat meals or crazy cheat days. So what I'm trying to say here is that if you are struggling with this, you need to get it under control. Because if you aren't, all of your hard weight loss efforts will be for nothing. as unfortunate as it is. And if you need help with this, my Healthy Habits membership is exactly for this. It will help you resist those cravings to have those crazy, out of control cheat meals. And that's about it. Have your nutrition in check. Have a healthy approach to weight loss and also a healthy approach to movement, daily activity and exercise. And then there is no need to try keto for weight loss, to do fasting, to do a juice diet, to do whatever diet there is. You don't have to do this. You need long-term habits you keep doing forever. Because the quicker and more drastic you try to lose weight, the more your body will resist and generate those cravings, and it will be tough for you to lose weight. So if you're ready to learn all of my strategies that I used and my clients used to stop overeating forever, stop compulsive eating, and also lose weight and keep it off without a relapse or without triggering old habits, old overeating habits, then join my Healthy Habits membership. It will help you with this. So, any follow-up questions to anything I said, comment down below and I will see you in the next video or in my membership. I can't wait. Bye.